Sitting at a long table in the administration building under a painting of Burke Mountain, a smiling Michaela Schifrin looks at ease near the slopes where she first learned to ski. When she was 8, her family moved from Colorado to New Hampshire so her dad could work at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. He also raced for Dartmouth College, so he got his little girl on skis at an early age, both at the Dartmouth Skiway and sometimes at Burke.
In the very beginning, he taught me my basic kind of form, which is staying forward. His quote was knees to skis, hands in front, and I was like 3 years old, and I'm in the harness, and my dad's like, knees to skis, hands in front. I can't even talk.
Schifrin has also learned a lot about the sport and life from her mother, who was also a ski racer. Now they travel the World Cup circuit together.
People tell me every day that I look so much like her, and I act so much like her, and I take it as a huge compliment just because she's always been the most focused and motivated person. She never takes no for an answer. She gets the job done, and she doesn't stop till it's done. And just in life, she's such a strong personality, and it's something that I really want to take into my life.
Schifrin takes her mother's single-minded focus to skiing, even to the exclusion of a typical teenage social life. And that may partly explain why Schifrin tops the charts in grueling slalom events all over the world. Her first personal coach, now headmaster of Burke Mountain Academy, says she is not, despite media accounts, an overnight sensation. Kirk Dwyer says it's taken time and dogged practice to perfect her form, and that's what sets her apart from other prodigies on the slopes.
Some people become complacent or satisfied with the level that they're at, and Michaela always has the desire with skiing as her art to look for how she can be more. And I really saw that at age 13. Because it's easy when everything's going well. What's important is how you respond when you struggle.
Schifrin did struggle in mid-March to clinch the World Cup in Lenzerheide, Switzerland. After her first run, she was down by a second. That's huge in slalom events. Even her second run started tentatively, but she blasted down the bottom of the course. Her not-so-secret tactic? She hears music in her head when she skis.
That's part of, like, when I see myself ski, or when I'm imaging myself, there's always a song playing. And when I'm in the gate, there's something going on in my head that's kind of musical.
At school, she likes to play the piano, but she's too shy to play for the radio. She does invite us to the school's workout room, not to bask in glory, but to cheer on her friends, doing as many pull-ups as they can manage, hoping, probably, to follow in her ski boots one day. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.